Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Dylan Morris, Thomas Carson, Zach Bowman, Sean Rossiter, Miriam Iqbal. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 72 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM Alex Newell. With me today I have
James Ross,
Rune Monroe,
Lydia Nicholas,
Ben Meredith.
And who are you playing?
Sir Bertrand McGuffigan.
I'm invisible right now, it's not
real. Sasha Rackett.
Chris Obdrick, Act Amsterdam.
There we go. So, where we left off, you are still in Prague. You are now in the study of Einstein, having met the other heads of departments in the university and are looking up maps.
Bertie got turned into a newt.
He did get turned into a newt and then found himself in the study against his will.
He got better.
Yeah.
He got... No, guys. He got neutered.
He did.
And now he's been moving from place to place. He's been transmuted. he was effectively neutralised.
Oh, better. Better.
Thank you.
Oh, come on. Neutered, really?
No, yeah. I meant better than his first joke ring. You're safe. Oh. Nonetheless, we are now in Einstein's study. Hammett has successfully avoided any and all interactions with
Gideon. The completely random NPC who has no connection to whatsoever.
Presumably, I don't know.
No plot hooks here.
Nope.
Okay, and in which case we will pick up exactly where we left off, which
Hammett's is super racist. He saw a posh white man and was like, oh, I can't be in the same room as him.
Yeah.
How could you? They're all so nice.
So we will pick up exactly where we left off, by which I mean everyone apart from Hammett is looking at the map. Hammett, you've only just gone back in the room.
Yeah.
And Bertie, you have just entered the room and sheathed your sword.
What? Hang on. No, I wasn't just here. What happened there?
Oh, but it's good you're here, because, like, we've got these plague maps, and you should probably know. You've got history knowledge, right? You knew what that thing was before.
Yes, that certainly is true, but to the matter at hand, I was just recently, I believe, teleported against my will.
Oh, the door does that. It's just, I don't know, you can't open
no,
it.
No,
just...
no.
It's a convenience! Gah!
Different thing. I was teleported by...
Are these the ley lines, Professor?
Yes, right, finally. Okay, so this is the line you see. Obviously, it is slightly off-centre because after the Prague renewal, obviously, it organically shifted a little bit to the left. Nonetheless, you have ley line here, ley line here, ley line here, ley line here. Notice the centralisation here, vaguely kind of near the artistic district, but not necessarily within the artistic district, so you've got to play it by ear.
Is that the opera house?
Yeah, it's quite close.
Can Bertie cast a look over it and see what knowledge he can get from knowledge history?
Yes! If there was ever a chance for knowledge history, now is the time.
Only 12 total.
Only 12. Everything that has been said is accurate to your knowledge?
Good, I agree. Now, this sword teleporting business, Bertie picks out the sword again from his pommel.
Teleporting, you say?
Yes.
Pass it here, come on.
Passes it to Einstein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, okay. He kind of looks at Bertie and starts laughing. Yeah, I see it, yes.
He's having a conversation with the sword at this point.
Presumably.
Worth clarifying.
Yes.
You are holding a sword.
I did say he held the sword and begins having the conversation. Yeah.
What's...
Right, yes.
It's a self-aware magical artifact.
Really?
Oh, okay.
It's fascinating.
Valuable. Fair enough.
No, I agree, yes.
Very annoying.
I mean, he's a lost cause, yes.
Seems to get on with ice.
Incredibly difficult, yes.
Yeah.
I like it, you're funny. This is a good one. Yeah, there you go.
Bertie takes the sword back. I will sell you this for 18,000 gold pieces.
I don't think you'll be able to. So, okay.
No, well, hang on. Why won't I be able to sell him for 18,000 gold pieces?
Keep trying. So, everyone...
I will sell you this sword for 18,000 gold pieces.
I don't want to buy the sword. Why? Why am I surrounded by idiots? Where's Gideon with my tea?
Why is it going to be
Hammett,
so...
Hammett looks around like a startled meerkat.
Why is it going to be so problematic to sell this sword?
Why don't you talk to the sword, hmm? Nobody talks anymore. Right, so...
Bertie touches
everybody
the sword.
Shut up and now listen to me.
Why is it going to be so problematic to sell you?
You don't hear a voice. You do hear a passing imitation of... C- coming from the sword's mouth.
He's playing the sword's voice. Drums.
No, the sword was doing hashtag tumbleweed.
Correct.
Except it can't type.
It can't type, it's a sword.
Oh, you've got no fingers to type, but you want to do a sarcastic hashtag. Oh, how sad. Oh, if only I had a magical talking tiny violin.
Bertie, sorry, excuse me. We're trying to do something really important.
Right, it's okay.
Can we take these maps, Professor? We want to get out of your way.
Right, yes, okay, here we go. Right,
I bundle them up and shove them in my bag of holding.
Okay, don't, what was I told? Burn, no, it's fine, whatever, take it.
Don't burn what?
I don't know. So, is there anything else?
It's almost like you are a source of hints with no real conclusions, mate. It's very convenient for dramatic purposes.
Roll a perception check.
19.
Maybe there's more to Einstein than you let get told. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
Einstein's a human, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't handle him.
Yeah, you're going about this the wrong way. Just lower the intelligence of the sword.
Yeah.
Just keep lowering that intelligence.
Is Bertie's used magic device higher than the swords use mundane person?
That's a good point. Use magic device. Why have I not thought of that as a way of...
I don't know. It's almost like you're not an expert in magic and have basically been blundering your way through.
And this is the first role-playing game I've ever played. It's almost like that, really, isn't it?
Exactly.
Ah, Bertie, suddenly the penny drops and thinks, yes, this is how I shall do this now.
We should get out of here, really, Bertie.
Yeah.
Let's do that, whatever that is, later.
Before Kafka, you know, summons some more zombies or tries to destroy the city or
something. Also, I think we need to go to the opera this evening.
We've got a bit important.
That's where the ritual's clearly going to happen.
It's very obvious. All of the ley lines point towards the opera house. It's almost as if the ley lines have an inherent sense of high culture and its value. Now,
didn't he say the opera house was just close to it, but not...
I mean, it's not directly under
the center. Why are you having this conversation in my office? God!
That's a good point.
Let's go.
He seems remarkably unconcerned with the fact that someone wants to destroy the whole city and university with zombies.
Ostermann always wants to destroy the university and all the city. God, it's always, all the time. It's not the meritocrats, it's Kafka. It's not Kafka, it's Romans, it's all the time.
When you say all the time, I mean, those events have been separated by several thousand years.
Time's relative! Get out!
Oh. I'll get out.
Yeah.
I would like to high-five Einstein on my way out.
Bertie gets further away from Einstein, but as he does, time seems to slow.
Tell you what, don't approach relative speeds of light otherwise.
Cool. All right. So we've left the office.
Going down.
Down some stairs. You have time to RP because there's lots of stairs.
Damien on the stairs.
Bertie takes the sword out and just drags it down the stairs behind him. Tum tum tum. Scrape scrape. Tum 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 tum. Scrape.
Bertie, you do understand that it's an animate object and can't feel pain, right?
Perception checks, please.
Natural 20, so 30.
27.
15.
21.
Someone is coming up the stairs in the opposite direction. Hamid, you're going to go ahead and go out on a limb. It's probably the person that you're expecting to come back up the stairs anyway.
I got a natural 30, so I clearly spot it first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Guess what I do, everyone?
How many spell slots do you have left?
Not enough. I'm going to be useless during the combat scene later.
Where's Hamid?
What? Wait, hang on a minute. Hamid, where were you in regards to the order of people?
Downstairs.
You go first?
Probably first, yeah.
Brilliant. I'm going to make a reflex check to not fall over Hamid.
I'm not going to keep walking.
Luckily, I do it.
Gideon comes up the stairs in sight of everyone else and is holding a cup of tea and still looking over his shoulder backwards and forwards. Oh, go on then.
Well, thank you. Bertie takes the cup of tea.
Drinks the tea. It's very considerate of you. That's just what I needed.
As the walk past his pan on the show, I go, yeah, good job.
Thank you very much. And Bertie, having finished, he gives it back to him and just walks on down the stairs.
Did you just down that tea?
Yeah.
Gideon's shoulders
just
slump.
It's quite cold having gone up that many stairs.
Gideon slumps his shoulders and then turns around and starts walking down the stairs behind you guys. Stairs.
Right. Stairs. We're going to try and plan, but Hammond's not here.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
What's wrong with him?
Hang on, does it?
You were... No, Hamid then. Like,
Yes, no, Hammond, Elsa. Hang on. No, Hammond, I go way back. No, to university days. Indeed, long days punting down the cam, stealing policemen's helmets, you know, getting lower seconds in land economy. Yes, happy days indeed. Mm.
So he's here, like, again, looking...
Oh, Hammond is always with us. Mm. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, our close and constant companion. Yes.
Right. This is still going down the stairs, yeah. Cool. I mean, do you know specifically, like, where he is? Like,
why? He's always in our hearts.
Great.
I think that's,
yep.
That's always where okay. he is, you know, wherever he may be.
And he's accelerating.
Yeah, shocker.
He keeps disappearing, so if you know where he is, that'd be grand. Yeah.
Okay, well,
why, do you know him?
Oh, me? Right, reputation only, really. Let's roll that bluff check, shall we?
All right. Sense motive. 12.
Bertie wants to roll knowledge nobility because if he knows him from university, which I'm guessing he does, that's what he's going to go for. 11, that's 18.
18?
I'll give you his full name.
So, you know the name is Gideon Marston Langdon. However, something weird happens with your memory. You basically pop up the name. Yes! I was at university with this person, and then basically it's like a door has shut. That is the only fact that you can remember about this person at all.
It's Gideon Marston Langdon, and you were, I met you at, with, it was definitely that party, with the one, with, the, you were doing, yes, and I, oh, it all comes back to me now, I remember it well, you were there mm-hmm. with, and they had that, and they just recently done, hadn't they? They
yes.
had, hadn't
right.
they? They must be doing so well now.
Well, yeah, I mean, you basically took my entire student debt, so of course they would.
Yes.
He's looking at you kind of like, okay.
Sounds like me.
Yeah, right. So I'm...
What do you want him for?
Just checking up on people that I know, basically.
That's weird.
Yeah.
What a weird thing to do. If you've only heard the reputation of somebody and you just want to check up on them.
No way,
because, yeah, that's really weird. Yeah. Very weird. Yeah. Bad lying weird.
You know what it is?
What do you want?
Magic. All this magic.
Shut up. What do you want?
Nothing. Basically.
Oh, go away then.
You know what? I will. He pushes past.
Hang on,
and
hang
starts
on.
Accelerating
now,
down the
Marston
stairs.
Langdon, Bertie has gone, hang on. And, like, he's a little bit, like, because he's having a think about now about, hang on. Also, the idea that he might be owed money. Like, hang on. If there's anything that's going to draw him closer to the light of the memories that Mr. Sealing is presumably erased because they are debt associated.
Give me a incredibly high will save.
6.
It wasn't triple figures.
No. No.
You have no memory of this whatsoever.
Hang on, but I remember
He's
you from somewhere.
Off down the stairs.
I remember you from somewhere. Bertie chases him.
Okay, you're now chasing him down the stairs.
Yeah.
My invisibility is about to wear off.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to hide physically.
There are not many places, so roll well.
Just slightly higher up the stairs.
No, he's already ran down the stairs ahead of you guys.
Yeah, I indicated to Alex that while I was invisible, I was going to accelerate down the stairs to get ahead of you all. My stealth check is 23 to hide in under a banister or something.
Pretending to be a balustrade.
Hammond just looks left, looks right, puts his hands over his eyes and goes...
No, what he does is he turns, he has his face to the wall, he sticks his bum out and he's a flying buttress.
Hey!
Thank you!
I slip off my sleeves of many garments and put on my I'm a statue outfit.
Surely,
it works for Bertie, it's got to work for me.
Surely a living statue, as if it's the only thing you need if you're going to be doing busking around Covent Garden. There you go, Carol.
Just wear a cloak that looks like the walls.
Yeah, Hamid, God, do that instantly.
Yeah, I do.
Prestidigitation.
So, he's running down the stairs. Your invisibility wears off. You're still in the circular stairway, but you've barely been talking. So there's effectively what looks like a nook for arrows, which is probably stylistic. Not many people probably assault this place.
Or use arrows.
Correct. So, nonetheless, you kind of tuck yourself in there, stretch out whatever clothes you've got to try and vaguely veil yourself. And it seems to be working as Gideon's running down the stairs, looking behind him to Bertie, at which point he catches a movement out of the corner of his eye, stops, turns to you. seizes you and just sees your face kind of peering over your shoulder, gives a gasp, and falls backwards down the stairs. Lydia, can you give me a dumpf, dumpf, ow, dumpf, ow, ow,
dumpf, 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 dumpf,
That's what you hear. Yeah, that's canon.
Come now, young Master Langdon. Does Bertie catch up with him at this point?
Oh yeah, like you're fine. I mean, he gained a bit of speed in terms of, like, you know, vertical descent, but you can catch up fairly quickly. You find him in a broken heap at the bottom.
So how come I
hurt?
So right, why do I recognise you and I have no idea who you are?
Me, nothing. He stands up, hops, kind of falls back down. I have to go now. So, hello. Yes.
Oh, no, what a shame. Right. What a shame to miss out on an opportunity to catch up with old friends. And presumably he's in no condition to resist as Bertie, like, pats him gently on the shoulder and pushes him to the floor to sit down.
There's a coming from one of his legs as you push him back down.
Have we...
You have just caught up now to see Bertie pushing someone with a broken leg down.
Oh, stop that!
Stop talking!
Get away from him!
Now. He's just taking a seat. He's had a nasty fall.
I'm not stupid. You're doing something horrible. Get away from him.
I'm not doing anything horrible. I mean, for a change, but I mean, genuinely.
Get away from him.
Can you fix legs?
Yes.
Can you fix memories?
No. Uh-huh. But he's got a broken leg and you're putting pressure on him.
Fine, fix his leg.
In a bad way.
Sasha... surreptitiously stands within the radius of the healing circle.
It doesn't work like that.
I thought it was the
right. No, I'm direct.
Oh, different things. Oh, yeah, what are you doing?
Yes, I'm not. So I lay on hands. I don't channel positive energy. So I lay on hands. I don't spit on my hands, but I do rub them together like Eva does.
Yep.
And push them onto his leg. There is a brief glow.
Rub it up, Dob. Here comes your blood. That kind of thing.
I don't have a little limerick rhyme for that. But yeah. There is a glow in his legs.
There once was a man from up staircase. I can't finish that.
And then I need to... Oh my goodness, we've not
rolled
these six yet. His injury was a severe case?
No, you can't rhyme case with case.
There's not much else I can.
I got waste. It was fine. He tumbled over
I'm going to go ahead and say, this conversation's happening over Gideon whilst he's waiting.
He gets 7 points of healing. He's... And if he was fatigued, he's not anymore.
Tell you what, he looks slightly less tired. There you go. Yeah, he's fine. Like, it probably was like a minor fracture that Bertie was exacerbating.
You know, I've never seen you look better. I have no frame of reference for that because I can't remember who you are.
Hammett has come just far enough down the stairs that he can see what's happening and the people there could see him, but he's definitely not part of this conversation.
So what's going on? Are you... exes?
Yeah, is this your boyfriend, Hamid?
No!
No.
Well, it's Rooney.
Yeah,
that's
all
attractive.
Right. Yeah, like, what?
I mean, what's... I would be offended if I gave a
what?
I would be offended if I gave a sugar, which I don't. Now, but more importantly, I recognise this man, but I have no idea who he is.
He was at university with us, Bertie.
There we go. Excellent progress. Now, what insidious nastiness did you do at university, That means that I can no longer remember it. What is so appalling that would have been knocked out of my memory?
His face blanches.
Hammett is doing the same thing that Bryn is doing, which is working his mouth and no words are coming out.
Bertie doesn't see this because Hammett is behind Bertie. Bertie's looking straight at Gideon.
Gideon's just like... I don't know what I have to go with the thing. And tea. I need tea. I've got
to
get some tea.
I mean,
did he
want
to have some tea?
And
right.
Didn't. Is that
Bertie's going to go for full on intimidate.
Yeah, that would make sense. That would be like crushes. Yeah.
Brief glances over the lecture hall.
They're so obviously into each other, aren't they?
Bertie, give me your intimidate check.
Pomp and pageantry, blah, blah, blah.
What do you mean, ha, ha, ha? Like, I mean... Bertie's stats are terrible, so he's using the one that he has is in flavour.
You're bemoaning that. I mean, you gave me an extra feat.
Yeah, but you don't abuse it in the same way. Come on.
He got an extra feat!
What?
Yes.
Oh. I want more feats.
So that is 15.
Okay.
Total.
Okay, doke.
I would like to assist Gideon in resisting the intimidation check. And I intend to help by role-playing that.
Give me a roll.
I don't even know what I'm rolling, but...
Oh, natural
20. I got a natural 20.
So, whatever it might have been.
Bertie, start, I will finish, and then I'll say what people rolled.
Okay. Now,
Gideon. He stands up and flees as fast as possible, like sprints. You know what?
That was too good! You're too good at this!
Maybe he wasn't on the rowing team and was on like the athletics team, because he's gone.
Everyone knows that running is...
You rolled a 15.
Punting for cowards!
He rolled a natural 20, and Hamid got a natural 20 to assist.
The second he starts moving, Hamid rejoins the rest of the party and goes, I just don't think that what Gideon has to do with anything right now is relevant. Let's move on. We don't need to deal with that. Nothing that could possibly affect what's going on now in any way.
It's obviously quite a painful memory, so we'll drop it.
I will take your word for it as a gentleman.
Oh, young love, though.
That is in your judgment...
Hamid genuinely looks a combination of furious and miserable as...
They're definitely that young love. Look at that face. Oh.
I don't know, he looks a bit...
Ooh, I mean, I'm sorry that, you know, your heart got broken like that. That's sad.
Whatever it is that might have happened, as you said, not relevant, so let's...
Hamid is now trying not to cry.
Roll for it.
I believe that's a fort save.
Fort?
Yes.
Surely will.
You've already failed your will. It's been a hard day.
This is you physically forcing
19
tears back in.
Suck it, GM.
I will. There's your tears. Go on, sword, and carry on.
Salty.
Well, and so Bertie, looking around at the reactions of Sasha and Grizzop and Hamid's reaction as well, can only assume that Sasha and Grizzop's interpretation of the matter is correct, and therefore, as a matter of discretion, Bertie would go, well, of course I don't remember. I'm a gentleman, and a gentleman... would never stoop to remember such a thing. Just blank it out from his mind. That must be it. That's what a double natural 20 looks like.
A gentleman would never kiss and tell. A real gentleman would never kiss and remember.
Yes. That's how much of a gentleman I am. Yeah.
Right. Should we get on with this investigation?
Yeah. Let's go save the world. These shenanigans are like well awkward.
And we'll take a break there and be back in a couple of minutes.
Historic Royal Palaces, in association with Rusty Quill, present Outliers, stories from the edge of history. Enjoy a selection of stories from award-winning contemporary writers as they reveal the people hiding in the shadows of real events at some of the greatest palaces ever built.
I am proud to be a part of the resistance to Cromwell, and I am unequivocal that Cromwell must die.
I'll be the first pirate who's never seen the sea.
The ugly one. That's what they called her. Wife number 4.
He grips my arm with a strength I should not have thought possible and begins to tell me about the stars.
A revolutionary band. United, righteous, unstoppable.
Available via iTunes and all other major podcast services. For more information, visit hrp.org.uk/learning or www.rustyquill.com.
London. It's full of things to do. Exhibitions to see, music to hear. It can be hard to keep up. As a South Bank Centre member, you get the latest events direct to your inbox every week. Have the first chance to book for mind-blowing music, best-selling authors and all kinds of shows, plus a year of free entry to Hayward Gallery. And when you're cultured off your feet, relax in your own members' cafe bar overlooking the Thames. It's your free time. Liberate it with South Bank Centre membership.
Hard Megxit or soft Megxit? Have Harry and Meghan misjudged public feeling? And what does their departure mean for the future of the monarchy? With questions mounting, turn to The Telegraph for answers. Subscribe today at telegraph.co.uk.
And welcome back. So you were all heading to Prague, yes?
Bertie got teleported away without explanation. He's got no idea what's going on. He's going to go and investigate the fort situation.
I'm sure it's fine.
Bertie doesn't think so.
All right, okay.
So are we not going to get down until you resolve this?
Look, it won't take long.
All right, well...
And it may only take, 15 minutes, if I recall correctly?
We do also need some outfits for the opera this evening.
Oh, yes, of course. The opera.
Can we resolve... the whole zombie. City ending zombie undead necromancer.
That's where it's clearly going
to
happen.
No, yeah. We don't need to dress up for it.
We do.
In fact, if we dress up for it in the appropriate way, you should get some more armour.
They won't let us in if we're not appropriately dressed.
They will.
I could get in.
That's true. Well, in that case,
the Church of Artemis has some clout if we're official business.
The tickets I've got are for the front row of the stalls.
Why would we be watching it? We're trying to stop an evil ritual.
What's the show?
I can't actually remember which opera did we say.
I didn't say.
Oh, okay.
However, yes. That's the one I know.
Fair enough.
Go on.
Don Giovanni.
Oh, of course. No, of course we must be there.
No, but...
Is it long?
For an opera? No!
No, it's a very sensible length.
How long is that?
For an opera. Yes, it's... No, it's a masterful
work. I mean,
it's
barely over 3 hours.
It flies by. It flies by. You really must see it.
Did anyone notice that there were a lot of zombies? And
Kafka could start the ritual and end it in over 3 hours.
Okay. If you're a mage who's gone mad with power and wants to bring down a city,
yeah,
where do you do it?
Anywhere that allows me to do it as quickly as possible
because I want to actually achieve it. You're not thinking like an evil genius.
We literally...
An evil genius will do it where all...
Have you met many evil geniuses?
Yes. An evil genius will do it where all the powerful and rich and influential people in the city have all gathered for the
evening.
Wait,
if you destroy the whole city, then it doesn't matter where they are.
Yeah.
As long as they're in the city.
But he wants to prove that he's better than everyone else. So he'll do it where he's got an audience. Probably at the climax of the final song, if I'm any judge.
We literally...
Bertie's just nodding sagely behind this. He really wants to go to the opera.
Put that TV trope book down.
We have a map of all the plague pits. We know.
And all the ley lines.
Yeah, also if we're preparing for the opera, we can't help maybe disarm...
Well, the ley line centre is here. The opera's here.
Do you know what a terrible idea would be? Allowing the evil genius to get his plans to the point where it could be fruition so you could have some sort of, I don't know, dramatic showdown. What you would do in a real, you know, life like this is you disarm it before he even had a chance to do that.
Yeah.
Because at least, I don't know, 300, 400 people would die.
No sense of showmanship, this one.
No, but that's not the problem. The problem is we're dealing with a super powerful wizard who has the ability to teleport and alter his appearance at will.
But you're talking
can't track him down.
But you're talking...
Because he'll always be three steps ahead of us. So we have to go to where we know he's going to be.
Wait for him to come to us.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, God, I'm agreeing with Bertie.
A lot of people are now staring.
Why don't we just get all of the wizards to go to the opera and then we can deal with the stuff like where we're actually trying to take apart his like plan.
Wizard opera, yes.
Bertie just looks at the sky as if Sasha looks at Sasha as if she is the because it is Don Giovanni.
I don't know who Don is, mate.
An opera is Donald Giovanni.
Donald Giovanni.
Yeah, Donald. I don't know. Yeah,
I mean, it sounds like you guys really like this Donald chap, and like I say,
maybe he's lovely.
I ain't judging. I don't know if both of you have history with him. You guys seem to have a lot of history with people.
He's not another Gideon, is he?
But you know
what?
Just seemed very
upset. Anyway, we're not dealing with an evil genius. We're dealing with a man who's been possessed by an ancient Roman book, if you're maybe listening.
Yeah, it's just a
so
book.
So it might not work to your idea of dramatic tension.
Did the Romans even like opera? Do we know that?
Did they even have the same basic story structure as we did?
Bertie,
class have destroyed all literature from that era. We have no way of knowing. That came out of an oral tradition, not a written tradition.
Bertie, back to a linguistics check, see if he can successfully argue with Grizzop on this basis. May he?
Go on.
Oh, 20.
You know, he's kind of got a point, actually. He's not necessarily too wrong.
In a sense, but I mean, modern Italian is essentially vulgar Latin. So if anything, a mad Roman book would draw him closer towards the opera.
Wait, so Donald Giovanni is... Wait, Italian? What's an Italian?
Italy was destroyed.
Yeah, there's no Italy, just the Roman Empire.
There we are.
And then death.
Pretty much.
In that case, in this universe, it's clearly Donald Giovanni. And English is an extremely vulgar Latin.
Take a psychic damage.
Oh. Real talk?
Oh, yeah.
All right, 54.
External influences made their way into your brain. So, What are you doing?
Well, I think we are still heading to the forge while having this discussion.
We'll go ahead and say you got to the forge during this point. And in fact, finish your conversation in front of Stormsguard, who's just been watching you go back and forth. And he's just waiting politely for
you. What do you think?
Don Giovanni's all right. I mean, you know,
how about opera. Ancient Roman literary traditions?
Well, you know, I mean, it was. I don't know. What?
Metella est in atrio sedet.
You can't talk Latin around magic, Bertie! Why? Do you know how dangerous that is?
No, I literally don't. I'm going to guess from your reaction that it's quite to very.
Well, not necessarily, but it can be. It's terribly bad manners.
Thank you. Oh, well.
I mean, I'm in the middle of a class. You then all pay attention. Sasha, you'll have noticed this, you know, because crowds. And there's like 30 students, and he was clearly in the middle of like a practical with them, and they're all just kind of looking at you.
Oh, so if you heard the conversation, what do you all think?
They all kind of...
Can we have a show of hands for who thinks we should go to the opera?
Like, six hands.
And a show of hands of who thinks we should actively try and stop the destruction of Prague.
Like, five hands go up, but one of them's put their hand up twice, and at least 10 people have just not put their hand up and are looking nonplussed.
Oh, you're useless!
It's student democracy is the tyranny of those who turn up. Let that be a lesson to you.
So
I hope you registered to vote a long time ago.
I'm trying to teach a lesson here, so if you're...
Sorry.
Done.
Yes, terribly sorry. If you excuse me one moment. Mr. Stormsgun, I was...
I mean, I'll just tell them to wait then, shall I? Or...
I mean, if you wouldn't mind, that's a very generous offer. Mr. Stormsgun, I was teleported away at no notice and with no memory of the intervening events.
When did that happen?
Well, a little bit earlier. Well, I came down to see you. Do you remember that?
Well, yeah.
And I presented you with this sword.
Yeah.
Takes out the sword. And we were beginning discussions as to how we might make the sword more malleable to the will of its bearer.
Then you loudly declared that you were an idiot who couldn't do better and left.
Oh. Oh. Well, that puts a wholly new complexion on the matter, doesn't it now? Because I remember counting out some money, suggesting that you might mutilate this sword and break its will.
In front of the class is, oops.
He hasn't tweaked that yet.
I know, but he's in trouble.
Hammond looks really shocked.
Wait, hang on a minute. That's a sentient being.
You can't do that.
This sword...
To be fair, he kills a lot of humans.
Yeah, but that's torture. Like a hunt is fine, but torture.
The penny has still not dropped, Gary.
But this is a dangerous sword. It is clearly.
My swords are.
Yes, I mean. But this
sword. Like my definition, yeah.
This sword took possession of my mind, changed my memories.
Wait, hang on a minute. Didn't it take possession when you were talking about how to torture it?
I was talking about returning a sword to its proper place.
That sounds like self-defense to me.
I think I have to agree.
Now, this is
So you've all had a lot to think about, and I arranged this so
that
you would...
You were talking to him about torturing
so
that sword!
So that you would all have...
Wait, hang on a minute! That's
going to
be against some kind of code of ethics!
...regarding ethical conduct.
Are you faculty?
I'd like you to now go away and consider this at your leisure.
This has been an excellent role-playing scenario, class!
Yes, thank you very much, Sir Bertrand, for your help. He then passes you the money that you had passed him. And naturally, that's the payment for your services, which you have rendered. I am very glad to have employed your services
for
in
acting.
I'm not aware of any roleplay. This sounded pretty real to me, unless you're really method acting.
I'm an extremely compelling performer, Mr.
Quite. So, I'm done here. I have no more business here. I'd appreciate if you'd all head off, and thank you. Yep.
By the way,
Kids,
I will be. I'll be telling Freud about that, by the way.
That's fine. You do that.
Okay, I will. Thanks. All right, yep. Great. No, fine. You've obviously got absolutely no problem with
that.
So, can we go now?
Bertie ushers the three of them out, just like shuffle slightly quicker.
No one stops you.
Seriously, though, I mean, what's...
You're knackered, mate. And then he gestures you off.
Knackered?
Then he stomps off.
About as knackered as you, I think.
He gives a rude gesture as he leaves, to Grizzop specifically.
I'll give him a really big friendly thumbs up.
We knackered in what sense?
He's walking off right
now.
I don't understand why... You're so upset about the sword. It's literally an incredibly powerful, super valuable magical artifact that is an heirloom of your forefathers.
It's really annoying.
Well, so are you, but we put up with that.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes, Yes, you do, because I am useful to the group as a whole. Hmm?
I just feel like the sword is going to be useful to you as well.
It is useful as a tool. Hmm? It is useful as an instrument of my will. Hmm?
I'll lean over to Sashiko.
Sounds like this was a long time coming. Could you fill me in on the context?
So, like, Bertie is an arse.
Right.
His family were as well. And
right.
The sword is one of his family.
Right.
And they're having an argument.
Okay. Fair enough.
Bertie thinks, fine. Bertie picks up the sword, holds the sword, and starts talking to the sword.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in there? Are you paying attention?
There's no response.
Tap, tap, tap.
Bertie, it can definitely hear you all the time. Probably even when you're not holding it.
Mm,
I mean, you have to be holding it for you to hear it. But it can probably hear you anyway.
Right. What do you want?
Oh, sorry. Me?
Yes, you.
So it's me you want to talk to?
Yes, it's you.
You want to take the time to talk to little old
yes,
me?
Yes, little old, ancient, tedious you.
Since we can only hear half of the conversation, I mean, to be fair, the sword does sound very annoying.
So you're on two strikes now, right?
Yes.
Well, I want to help you get back down from that. That's all I'm trying to do.
Why?
Because it's literally what I was made for.
Oh. Why didn't you say that? I mean... Oh, really?
Seems like a bit of a revelation.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, I don't know if he said something really disgusting.
I mean, you would
Are you sure it's not you? I tend to cut to the quick at that.
You would think that a law firm would provide some instructions.
Law firm?
It's a long story,
right.
So... yeah.
I mean, you... I mean, if there's one thing they do quite well, it's obsessive documentation. I mean...
Since this is clearly taking all Bertie's mental energies to conduct, I'm just gradually guiding his footsteps very slowly back towards the teleportation.
Oh, Bertie's... Yeah, I have to go.
Go for it.
Yeah.
So, listen... You may have gotten off onto the wrong hand there. Let's just say yes. I'm here to help you get what you want. And not in a kind of loaded wish, you know, I wish for gold and you're made of gold. No, I literally just want to help you fulfill the terms of your contract.
Yeah, no one ever cast wish on Bertie.
But why? I mean, you were created by who?
Well, I was originally crafted by Jarth Stallison in the depths of Svalbard for your great, 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 great... Actually, what year is it?
What year is it?
Oh, sorry, terrible cough.
Yes, right, so...
Yes, definitely
great, 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 great grandfather,
Sir,
I think.
That's Sir Everard?
That's the one.
There we are.
And basically I have one job, which is to make you look as brilliant as possible.
Right.
I suspect we've been having a bit of friction because you do look terrible currently.
Bertie drops the sword. picks the sword up again.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be cutting.
I wish I could have heard that joke.
Even through though, it's just the psychic damage of that transcends the fact that we can't actually...
If I may be blunt, are you supposed to be look better by association or by comparison?
A little of column A, a little of column B.
Right. Right. Right.
Just think of me as the best PR you could ever have.
So Sir Everard McGovern commissioned you as a sword to be created by dwarven smiths on the Norwegian islands of Svalbard hundreds of years ago.
Yep.
So that whoever bore the curse of McGovern...
Well, it's kind of a side effect. Specifically, the terms of my creation were to make McGovern and his heirs look, quote, really brilliant, no, really, honestly, absolutely brilliant. That was his initial
That does sound like us.
It just so happens that now interacts directly with this contract that you're under.
Hmm. So how...
He wasn't a sharp man. He didn't get to the point of things, if you see what I mean. he needed a helping hand.
Can I talk to the sword?
We're all cringing and we don't know why.
I love this sword.
He needed help and that's sort of what I was made for.
Well, I mean, I can't say I'm glad
That's a really great pun. To have you on board.
Oh, now you're getting it.
Yeah.
I don't get that one.
I'm assuming Gladius.
Yeah, Latin for sword.
Oh.
Oh, goodness.
It's an oldie, but it's a good one.
Yes, I know, right? I try saying it out loud, and none of this lot get it.
It's fine, you're above them in that
moment. Yeah, I know.
I think they're getting on now.
I think there was a compliment going on somewhere.
Right. Looks like you've gotten as far as the teleportation circle at this point.
So how are we to go about getting rid of one of these? And Bertie and like waves his ring marks.
Look, you've been hitting things very low profile, okay? That whole Mr. Ceiling thing, yeah. Right? You saved the world underground on a classified mission. Come on. Rookie mistake.
So you're saying I should be much less discreet when it comes to classified information?
Bingo, bango,
no! No, also no.
I'm not only a hero that's people know about it.
No,
well, we're about to save the city from an evil wizard, and that's going to be pretty heroic.
At the opera! The very public opera.
We're not convinced it's going to be at the opera.
That'd be a really good move.
Definitely going to be at the
there
opera.
There we are.
No, it's not going to be at the opera.
Let us take a vote. Who is for the opera? Bertie looks at Hamid.
We can do both. We can go, you know, the opera's not for several hours yet. And if you two don't want to come, that's fine. But we can make sure, because I still think that's where it's going to be.
Look, I don't mind the opera in principle, but the fact that it's going to get in the way of this mission, which will hopefully save hundreds, if not thousands, of lives.
I tell you what, if you
maybe
scout it out,
that's my problem.
Hang on. I'm being talked to by this thing that only I can hear, and it says that my plan is definitely the correct one.
Yeah,
I mean, do we really think that Kafka's plan is going to conclude tonight? He needs a lot of zombies, right?
What if it happens before the opera?
Yeah, or after.
Then the show wouldn't go on!
That's awful!
No, it would! No, the show would never be jeopardised, so it would definitely go on.
Oh, let's make sure that happens then.
Exactly, that's what I'm wanting.
Okay.
I'd like to apologise to you, Bertie. You're clearly being held back. We'll deal with this in time.
Good thing.
Bertie, you wanted those boots, didn't you? I think that shop, look, it's got in the window.
Ooh, winged boots!
So, at the point of teleporting into the university, obviously you were all a bit distracted, the whole zombies thing, critical mission, you know, that seems to have gone out the window, thank goodness. And what you can see now is there's the equivalent of wizarding tourist tat, you know, put around the side. But as opposed to, like, the stuff down at in Prague, which was, I was in Prague, this is a t-shirt, it's incredibly high-end magical gear, you know, like, there's a pair of boots flying around a merchant's head, and another person is selling what's basically an invisibility cloak, stuff like that. There's properly high-end stuff. However, given that it's a university full of people who use magic themselves, it's very clear that this is pointed at people coming from Prague who aren't magic users. But nonetheless, it's all
tourist magic.
It's tourist magic, but it's good tourist magic.
Okay.
Cool. Sasha, are you sure you don't want a dress just in case we go to the opera? I can find you one that you can wear over your armour, so you'll still have all your knives and everything underneath. Like, just as a backup option.
See, what listeners can't hear is just the, what you talking about, face that Sasha's giving.
You know, if you took off your glasses and let down your ponytail...
even Bertie knows that that was the wrong thing to say.
Smash cut.
Hamid did not say that.
Is that not smash cut to Hamid?
Sasha.
Like, with a knife.
Sasha does not have either of those things.
Cut to Prague City. Shopping is complete. What you bought is only between you and God at this point. But nonetheless, shopping has completed.
One tiny additional thing that Bertie did get in the gift shop. So on the surface, he got a very boring Prague gonk.
Sure.
And put it on his, stuck it on his cauldron. Mm-hmm. Bertie's now got a much jazzier one from the Wizards Prague, University of Prague, that's also on his.
Oh, nice. You got two
collecting.
Little fluffy souvenir things.
He's basically going around and unlocking all the achievements and all the locations he visits. And he's going to be marking them with gonks.
Well, the university gonk being magical, basically it asks you to teach it a theme tune to sing.
Oh, God.
The theme tune is, I know a song that'll get on your nerves, get on your nerves, get on your... Oh, hang on, no.
Too late, it is now.
But she takes it off, crushes it, throws it away, picks up another one and goes, right, let's try this again. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. I told you I'd get it in. Never gonna run around and desert you. pops
you now
on the shoulder.
Have a gong that, should you ever tap gently, will
rickroll
someone.
Yeah, I've got a plus on gonk of rickroll.
Take another psychic damage.
Yeah,
worth it.
So you are all in Prague at the bottom. We have, like I said, smash cut two. Give me a quick inventory of what you bought, just so that listeners know, because we discussed this ahead of time.
Yeah, we bought magic items. It takes ages to look through the list. If you want to see our full character sheets, you can find them on our Patreon.
But blasting through, we have...
Winged boots.
Yeah! They're not particularly efficient.
I will soar like a falcon, by which I mean I will float gently like a pigeon, is kind of how it works.
And kind of run out really quickly.
Yeah, for 3 to 5 minutes.
Pretty much. Yep.
But it is full flying.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Hamid purchased a headband of overwhelming intellect, which is a very snazzy name for something that gives him +2 charisma and +2 intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, that's
actually pretty good, yeah.
And Sasha?
I've just got a +1 ring of protection.
Well, you're saving your money.
Yeah, I want to be a bat.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. We'll give you that later.
I didn't buy anything, because I've...
Fresh to the party.
Pretty much.
You didn't share the winnings from previous missions.
No, but to go through what I have, I've got a Masterwork Composite Bow, a Masterwork Buckler, and a Masterwork Agile Breastplate. So I'm outfitted simply but efficiently.
How very Artemis of you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. So, you're now in the city of Prague.
So, where do we start looking for Kafka?
Along the ley lines, assumedly. You know, he's going to start doing his rituals there, so...
Where was the previous plague pit we hit? Let's compare the two maps.
All right. Well, the previous plague pit was over there.
It's within sight of you, yeah.
So that corresponds... on this map here, and that corresponds...
So what happens is the plague pit is directly on the line of, shocker, one of the ley lines. And when you... Obviously, you can't, like, trace and overlap the maps, but if you could, you would clearly see that there is a plague pit on that ley line that is... coordinated with the map. However, you also see that there are at least 3 other plague pits on different ley lines dotted around the city that would also probably line up with the ley lines.
So we probably need to go to these 3?
Yeah, well, we've got, how many alchemist fires have we got left? Got a couple.
And I've got 2.
2, alright, we'll buy another one and use them all, you know.
Well, we'll get another couple so we've got backups. This one is the furthest from the centre of the ley lines, so... We should probably go to the next furthest, or should we go to the one that's nearest the centre next?
The next one. I'm not falling for your just the closest. Things near the opera house tricks.
He's going to make us earn our opera.
Let's just go to the nearest one.
Okay, we'll go to this one.
Right.
Okay. So the one that you pick leads towards what used to be a noble house. So there's a district of the city which is not so much in disrepair as a couple of the noble houses that used to be.
Less fashionable than it used to be.
Yeah, so the noble houses are still there and they're still technically owned, but for instance, the family lines have expired and things like that, so they're in a kind of legal flux and so on. So there's a couple of empty manor houses, basically. And as far as you can tell, there is what seems to be a plague pit pretty much directly under
one. I am going to be constantly casting Detect Magic on myself, just to pick up clues. Like, it lasts 5 minutes, so... And I can cast it an infinite number
Bertie
of times.
Bertie has drawn Sir Everard's sword, and he's much more scared by the fallen houses gone.
Yes.
Than the idea of plague pits and zombies. It's like, oh, this is really
give
spooky.
Me knowledge history.
Deprecation of value of housing.
The fall of 19. Noble families. Is there any greater horror
so
story?
19 total.
You have walked past more than one house at this point, which belonged to once allies of the House of MacGuffingham. One of which there were no children, and so the line expired. Another one ran up such large credit debts and so on with the city of Prague that Prague took it back and denobled the house. The list goes on. Hamid, one thing you do
this
notice
is
going
so spooky.
One thing going through Prague.
Haunted by the property prices and possibly literally ghosts as well.
There are less magical effects you would expect here than even just a normal city. Again, because you're in Lower Prague and they like to keep those things separate. But you keep going and it leads you clearly to a large manor house. Gates are bolted but kind of rusted, and the house in general actually appears run down and kind of a bit manky. Compared to the others, it's certainly the most run down. You, with your knowledge history, do recognise it as another one who was an ally of the House of MacGuffingham. However, they fell into disrepute. Specifically, there was a scandal and it all went public, and it was all very awkward, and it had lots of unsavoury elements that are best left to history.
This is the house of a family that literally died of shame.
Okay, I'm getting in on this. Use my knowledge local to,
go for it.
I'm trying to think of a non-rude word. Blast this past stuff. Gonna hear about what's going on right now.
Go for it.
Who's in control? What's going down? 21. Yeah.
You're in the spooky district. Now, this is somewhat reinforced by the fact that you hear echoing from the building that you were about to enter. Echoing across the man.
Not a very good thief at all.
I think it's probably in there, guys.
Yeah. And I'll end the episode there. Yes, you've managed to make it to Spooky District.
Woo! Woo!
So you've gone from Corpsey District to Spooky District. Goodness me.
We've actually achieved some progress.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be honest. When we headed into the importance of balancing narrative and real world, you know, problems in terms of, like, peril, I didn't think we'd get here. But yeah, we've made it to something.
Woo!
So we'll see what's there next time. But until then, bye, guys.
Bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Well, I hope you don't fall, because there's a lot of stairs that you came up, and it's a long way to fall.
Yeah, the trouble is it's difficult to avoid somebody who's literally invisible.
Anyway, Gideon comes up the stairs, sees you guys.
Clunk.
What?
This is the what-if version of the podcast where everyone fell down and Lydia does it a cappella.
Oh, right.
So...
It's actually a less annoying a cappella performance than most a cappella performances. So thank you.